We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't know how to answer that, to be honest. I mean, there are customs and practices that have been passed down from older players to younger players, from the last generation of players to this generation of players, and I think there are some things that are certainly out of bounds in that regard and stood pretty firm in terms of the communication between our peers and whatnot. You know, this is important to a lot of people that love the game. This is including the players in this room, including fans, including, you know, teams. And so if MLB wants to, you know, legislate some more stuff, that's a conversation that we can have, because ultimately we should all be pulling in the same direction on this.
Garrett Cole asked a direct question. Is he using a foreign substance on a baseball? And that's the way he answered it. He starts tonight for the Yankees. His last start out was his worst of the year. And that's when baseball started this crackdown on pitchers. And he went only five innings and gave up five runs. So something's going on here. People have shown the way spin rate, that's big now in baseball. Spin rate went way up as soon as he got to the Astros. Way up. Big uptick after he left the Pirates. And the Astros aren't exactly known for doing things by the book.
Well, we just found out that the Astros, after 2018, kept trying to cheat right into 2019. So it appears that the Pirates, what they didn't do to unlock Garrett Cole was help him cheat better. Trevor Bauer's doing this stuff, too. He was trying to be like the guy, you know, blowing the whistle on it, but I'm pretty sure Trevor Bauer's seen these spin numbers
go
up.
Do you let Searidge and some of these guys off the hook, then?
No,
because one of the chief complaints we have about the Pirates is that they never let Garrett Cole be Garrett Cole. Well, evidently, to get this kind of Garrett Cole, he needed to put tack or whatever, Vaseline on a baseball.
What's the ultimate object in baseball is to win. So if everybody else was doing something untoward but no one was stopping it, aren't the Pirates required to try to participate in that? How wide? I guess the question I would ask back to you is how widespread do you think the use of these substances is? Because I think everybody's
doing it.
Wait
a minute. So now you think it's a failing of Searidge that he didn't recommend to his pitchers to cheat?
Jesse the Body Ventura, wrestler and governor of Minnesota in the past, win if you can, lose if you must, but always, always cheat.
So in order to make your point, you're quoting some professional wrestler manager, whatever.
It's done for wrestling, theatrics and histrionics, but it's closer to the truth in Major League Baseball.
Well, wait a minute.
Would you
say a hitting coach from the late 90s and early 2000s should have been criticized for not
corking bats?
No, for not telling his players to use steroids.
No, because that's not a direct thing that helps the bat, but
it helped you hit better.
This would be akin to saying, hey, why don't you cork that bat if you're late on all these pitches? I mean, literally, pitchers are being told, use this spider tack stuff. I saw Travis Sawchuk write a big story about how tacky and sticky it is.
Yeah, but I can't get over the fact that you think that the Pirates should have recommended or
I'm just
pushed.
Saying, that's the story here. Maybe they should have said, hey, Garrett, have you tried this stuff?
All right, well, should the Pirates have told Barry Bonds in the early 90s to start using steroids then instead of waiting till San Francisco to do it?
I wouldn't say told, but maybe look the other way.
Man, I don't. I think if Cole's numbers plummet, it proves that he needed this to untap the greatness that we've seen
in the last two or three years.
Would
that make his 2015 with the Pirates his actual best season in the bigs?
It might. Yeah.
What do you think of all this? Just the actual
use
of all these substances?
I don't think it's the same as steroids, and here's why. Because at least with steroids, everybody, from pitchers to hitters, were able to gain the same kind of advantage. There's no hitter equivalent here.
Unless we found out worse than steroids, correct?
Well, yeah, because it's one-sided. If we found out that, like, to offset this, every hitter knew what pitch was coming, like the Astros did.
Do you think the ball is juiced right now?
No, because they changed it this year.
Home run? Well,
they deadened the ball. That was a big story.
But guys were doing this, this spider tack stuff for a couple of years here, and the ball was also
right,
jumpy, so there was a cancel out.
But they gave... Okay, but that was something that Major League Baseball did. It wasn't something that hitters did, took upon themselves to do to get an advantage that broke the rules or went against the rules.
Yeah, but inherently a juiced-up ball helps the hitters even if they didn't seek it out themselves.
I think that a lot of pitchers' numbers are inflated because of it. So Cole's numbers relative to his peers, I think it's still probably fair to conclude that he's one of the best pitchers in baseball, but he's not as good as his stats, like, what was it, 58 strikeouts in between walks?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
why is it? It seems like baseball has known about this for a while.
Yeah.
Why didn't they do anything?
Probably because of what you said, that they felt like hitters had a lot of advantages, smaller ballparks, the ball was jumpier, I think is how you put it. So this was something that pitchers did to balance out the scales. Well, the scales aren't balanced anymore. They're way in the pitcher's favor.
Now they want to move the mound back.
Yes. Well, not everyone, but that's come up, sure.
I guess the simple solution here is have a deader ball like they do this year.
But I don't,
and stop letting them use, like, essentially sticky tack.
My point is, I think it's fair now to look at Cole and instead of saying, well, this is the Pirates' fault that they never got this out of him. Well, actually...
Yeah, it's the Pirates' fault they didn't know this stuff existed to help him grip the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, that's more or less what I was trying to say.
But I don't think that that's a legitimate criticism of them. I don't think it's
right
to say...
If you know baseball is going to, though, look the other way, and applying, like, sunscreen to the ball has always been part of the game. Gaylord Perry threw a spitter all the way to the Hall of Fame. We know all this stuff. Phil Niekro scuffed the ball.
Sure.
Guys have been doing it forever.
Yeah.
If you're not on the cutting edge of what is an illegal but legal wink, wink, nudge, nudge thing, you can maybe gently criticize them and say, hey, how didn't you know about spider tack? Because in all seriousness...
But don't you think that's one of those things where just like coaches and college sports...
Why wouldn't you want to be on the cutting edge?
But don't you think that's just like coaches and college sports, like, you know, I'm going to close my eyes, and if somebody walks into this room...
You think
and puts,
the Tampa Bay Rays have been out on the cutting edge? You think that explains some of Glasnow's success?
I think it's possible.
So don't we always say the Pirates should try to emulate the Rays in any way?
But we don't know yet. We don't know if that's true at Tampa.
I would be willing to bet if you go look at all
those
spin
rates. Well, that's
circumstantial.
We know based on Cole's answer there that something is up with him.
I would be willing to bet that there is not a way naturally without these substances to increase spin rates the way virtually all these pitchers making a major jump have done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.